You're listening to Perspective on WFHR 1320 AM, 97.5 FM. I'm Melissa Kay, bringing you news in our community. During this interview, I'm talking with Wisconsin Rapids Public School District Director of Food Services, Melanie Hanneman, on Friday, June 26th. Thank you for joining me, Melanie, to bring the community an update from the Wisconsin Rapids Public School Food Services Department. Thank you for being here.
Yes, thank you for having me.
That's quite a mouthful for your title.
Yes, it is.
So tell me just a little bit about your background and how you came to be in food services.
Yes. So I've always been interested in food and nutrition. And in 2017, while I was in school for dietetics, I did an internship here at Wisconsin Rapids Public School District. And I fell in love with school nutrition and feeding kids. And I completed my degree and went on to be the food service director at Marshfield School District until a position opened up here 2 years ago. And I came back home, it felt like.
Oh, wow.
And so I've been here 2 years, and we plan menus and do ordering and work on staffing, all to make sure that kids have breakfast and lunch at school every day.
And school nutrition isn't like planning a meal plan at home. There's a lot of complexities to school nutrition.
There is. We always joke that it's like catering a wedding every single day, especially at Lincoln when you're feeding 900 kids. But there's a lot that goes into planning that menu. There's USDA regulations that we follow for breakfast and lunch, the amount of sodium and saturated fat that we can offer, and everything is whole grain. And we are very proud and focus on our salad bars with our fruit and veggie offerings every day. We have salad bars at every school in this district, which is kind of unheard of when you talk to other districts. But we really focus on giving kids the best options for fresh fruit and veggies.
Well, because those options, the whole foods, the whole grains, that's what fuels our brains.
Yes.
We need calories. We need all of those different elements for students to be able to learn.
Yes. And in Rapids, you'll notice if you look at our menus, breakfast, we try to cut back on processed foods that are high in added sugar and offer high protein options or homemade items whenever we can, because we really believe that students need a good start to their day. And those items just don't cut it.
Right.
We try to really make sure they're getting the best breakfast possible. So we encourage families to send their kids to school and let us feed them breakfast, because we can do that with good, nutritious foods.
And it's ready. It's there. It's available.
Yeah, hot and ready. Yep.
Well, during the summertime, you have a different, you have a summer school program, or I'm sorry, a summer food program, which is different than the school year. But this is also funded, not necessarily through the traditional ways. Let's just dive into this a little bit.
Yeah, so our summer food service program is different from the school year. The school year, we ask families to fill out income applications, and we're tracking guidelines. But the summer, we offer free meals for anyone 18 and under. And this is a federally funded program through USDA that's overseen by the State Department. But we purchase foods, and we compile breakfasts and lunches in a bag, and we go around to the zoo, to the aquatic center, Mead Splash Pad, Washington Elementary. We set up stations, and we just encourage families to come up and grab a breakfast and a lunch from us. And this is a way to draw the community out and get people involved and see what's in our lunches. We really are proud of our summer lunches too. We do homemade sandwiches and meal kits and turkey sticks and cheese sticks and yogurt and things that kids like and are going to fuel them throughout the summer and all their activities. And it's free. And it's just, we just want to feed hungry kids in the summer. And these places we kind of focus on because there's a lot going on at the zoo this year and the aquatic center is busy. And we're just there because we're passionate about feeding kids.
And that's the point.
Yes.
Is feeding kids. And as you said, and I just feel it needs to be reiterated, the funding for that summer lunch program comes from federal dollars through the USDA.
Yes. They set the reimbursement rates that we receive. There's still regulations that we have to follow with summer feeding, how many fruits and veggies we offer. So it's not a free-for-all. We're still following guidelines. We get audited just like any other agency, and we pass with flying colors because here in Rapids we have a team of wonderful individuals that care passionately about this program and wanting to see it succeed. We have had people in the community reach out about volunteering, and we don't need volunteers because we have such a dedicated staff to this, that they are they're there every day in the summer making sure we've got healthy meals for kids.
Oh, that's wonderful. Mm-hmm. So let's talk just a little bit about staffing. How many employees does the food service department have through the school district?
Yes, the food service department has over 40 employees, which is a very large food service department. But because we do so much scratch cooking and baking and our salad bars take so much labor, we have a big team of individuals.
But that's 40 people serving how many kids? There's almost 1,000 at Lincoln alone.
Yes. Yeah. We're serving over 2,000 kids a day out of the 4,000 in the district. So over half, closer to 3,000 are eating breakfast and lunch every day.
Wow. Yes. That's a big number for 40 people to take care of.
It is.
In my opinion.
Yes. It's like a catering, but it's an intense catering because mm-hmm. of all the regulations too we're following.
Right. So let's dive into some of those regulations a little bit, because as you said, they're specific. You have to have a certain calorie count. You got to keep the sodium under a certain amount. How do you juggle that?
Yes. It's a lot on the back end and in the office, that when we're planning menus, we're making sure that it qualifies, that we're offering whole grains and protein, and the milk, we get local milk, and making sure that's low in added sugar and low in saturated fat. So there's a lot on our end that we take care of in the office when looking at menu planning. And then we train our staff to know, okay, this is what we're planning on the menu, this is why. And then we allow kids to choose what they want. So we're offering tons of options each day, but kids get to choose. Well, I would like this vegetable, or I would like this item for breakfast.
Because there's a certain amount of things that they have to have on their tray to qualify for the free and reduced lunch.
Yes. So for it to be a reimbursable lunch, we call it, they have to have 3 of the 5 items. So students, if they don't like milk, they don't have to take a milk, but then we're asking that they take a fruit, a veggie, and some kind of grain or protein item. Okay. It really is, I can't express enough how much thought and care and preparation goes into these meals that go on these trays for these little students. And our staff come to know what they like and they don't like, and they know them by name, and they greet them in the morning. And it's just incredible. If anyone has time to spend even a moment in a lunchroom and watch the care that goes into feeding these kids, I think they'd be blown away.
Yeah, I have no doubt of that.
Yeah.
Because there is something to be said about preparation. You know, maybe it's an old wives' tale, but if you put love into your food that you're preparing, it is felt.
Yes. Yes, we believe that. And that's why we do a lot of scratch cooking, the homemade lasagnas, the homemade coffee cakes in the morning, and things that we can make from scratch that take a little extra time and labor, but it's worth it.
Well, and then you know what's going into it exactly without having to read labels, and because you're doing the figuring and you're assembling it lessens the amount of processing that goes into those foods.
Exactly. And the new regulations with the added dyes and sugars, we haven't been doing that for years. When these started trickling down and saying, well, we don't want these ingredients in our school lunches, we didn't have to make any adjustments because we haven't been buying foods with these ingredients. We don't put artificial dyes in any of our foods or purchase things with artificial dyes.
So you were ahead of the curve on that one.
Yes. Yes. Rapids has been phenomenal in the program that I took over. And now that we're running, we're really strict on that. And I say no a lot to things, but we stand by the food that we serve.
Well, and you as the one at the top of the food chain, as it were, in WRPS, you have to make some of those tough decisions, but it sounds like you have a great team working together to do those.
Yes. Yeah, we do. We do. We'd get requests for the sugary breakfast items, and we will constantly say no, even though kids may be used to that, you know, other places. We just can't serve them. We can't feel good about the sugary start to the morning.
Well, you and I both know there's always a crash that comes later.
There is. Yep, that 9 a.m. crash we want to avoid.
Yeah. Because if they're in the middle of math class, that's not a good time to have a sugar crash.
No, it's not.
It's probably helpful for the teachers, too, to have a little bit more of the consistency with knowing that they can continue teaching them. Their brains are ready to absorb that knowledge because it's fueled.
Yes. Yep. And we offer second chance breakfast for those kids that come late or maybe just aren't hungry right away. At Lincoln and Rams, there's always an opportunity a little while later. Oh, I'm hungry. Come on down and get something to eat.
That is phenomenal.
We're very accommodating in that sense.
Well, that's wonderful. Yeah. Well, let's take just a brief pause here to hear from our sponsors. I'm Melissa Kay talking with WRPS Director of Food Services, Melanie Hanneman, and you're listening to Perspective on 1320 AM, 97.5 FM, WFHR. Welcome. You're listening to Perspective on WFHR 1320 AM, 97.5 FM. I'm Melissa Kay, bringing you news in our community. I'm speaking with Wisconsin Rapids Public School District Director of Food Services, Melanie Hanneman, and where we left off, we were talking about some of the complexities of putting together a school meal menu program for the school district, feeding almost 3,000 students every day during the school year. But again, let's just touch on for a moment the summer program that is federally funded, comes through the USDA program to help feed kids. Like, that is the point, right?
Yes.
Is to feed kids in the summer.
Yes.
Doesn't matter what district they are in. If they're here visiting the zoo, they happen to be coming through, they have an option.
Yes.
to have some food.
Yes, and that's a big one, is that it's any kid. It's not Wisconsin Rapids students only. It mm-hmm. is anybody in town, 18 and under. If you're at the zoo, you're from out of town, grab a lunch, eat with us. Yes, we just want to encourage anyone out and about, if you see our signs, if you see our ladies, our sweet smiling ladies, go ahead and feel free to go up and grab a lunch and a yeah. breakfast for the next day from them. That's what they are there for. They're happy to help serve.
And they're great to talk to.
Yes.
I chatted with some last week,
yes.
that, and they were happy to talk about the program and share what they're doing, because they are just, I was so impressed with their passion to just feed kids. Mm-hmm. Like, that is the point.
Yes. Yep, they are. And they got hugs. They expressed to me earlier today that they have people coming up and hugging them, thanking them. So the appreciation is there. The need is there. We want to feed kids. Mm-hmm.
And again, it's this federally funded program.
Yes.
This is not necessarily, I mean, you may be spending a tiny amount of your federal tax dollars mm-hmm. go to this, but it's going to feed kids.
Yes. Yes.
I don't know about you, but I like feeding kids.
We love it. Yes. Yep.
So another thing that you are doing is quite interesting and forward thinking, hydroponics.
Yes.
Let's talk about your hydroponic towers.
Yes.
Tell me what this is. It sounds very sci-fi.
Yes. No, we love it. We have a hydroponic grow tower called a Flex Farm from the company Fork Farm in Wisconsin. They're Wisconsin based. And we purchased one last year for Rams. And we've been working with the special needs students at Rams. We have it up and running. They help us do the planting.
Mm-hmm.
They watch over the seeds and the plants in the classroom. They read to them. And then when they're ready to be planted into the tower, they bring them down. We put them in our grow tower that just uses water to grow these plants. And they can watch in the cafeteria, the students at Rams, as our plants grow. And then we harvest the lettuce and put it on the salad bar. And so we've done a couple of rounds of growing there. And so students are planting, watching it grow, and then eating the produce that's grown there.
So this is a total, like, educational,
yes.
nutritional moment.
There's
for them.
Curriculum with it. Yes, it's super nutritional because the lettuce is so fresh and so nutrient dense.
And there's no dirt.
No dirt.
Which I don't know if anybody out there has grown their own lettuce in their gardens. The thing I hated the most about my mother's garden and the lettuce was there was dirt.
Yes.
There was always something that you're getting
yep.
in your mouth when you're eating them. But
super
there
clean.
Is none of that
mm-hmm.
with this, because it's hydroponics, meaning
yes.
just water.
Yes, just water to grow it. And then we received from a grant from Marshfield Clinic another grow tower that we had at Grove this year.
Nice.
So then when school ended, we brought both of our grow towers to Lincoln, where we house our summer meal program. And we're currently growing lettuce, cucumbers, and tomatoes for the summer meal program.
Oh, wow.
So in a few weeks, families that are participating will start to see some fresh produce in their bags. And that was grown by the ladies right at Lincoln High School.
Oh, that is incredible. Mm-hmm. And just that it's, you can't get more local than in
no.
your own kitchen.
No, right in the own kitchen growing it. And the ladies are very dedicated to it. It takes a balance of balancing the pH in the water and making sure that there's enough light and wind and to make the plants grow strong. And
wow.
so they've taken all that on just for this fun opportunity. Yeah.
Who would have known, like, going into school nutrition, like, I'm going to work in a school cafeteria. Well, you're also going to be a farmer.
Yes, like, yes. And balance your pH and your, yes.
It's, didn't know what pH testing strips were until I started working in a school kitchen.
Yes, yep. Jack of all trades.
Oh, fun. You touched on a little bit about bags of food going home to kids. What is that for the summer?
The summer meal program.
Okay.
Yes, that we're growing the produce for.
Okay.
Because you do not have to eat on site.
Gotcha.
So that is, families can pick up and grab it to go.
Got it.
All
yes. right. So they don't have to necessarily eat there. They
no.
can just come when during the times. And is it
yes.
11 to 12:30 at most locations?
11 to 12:30, yes. Yep.
Except Washington or Woodside?
Woodside ends next week and that
on
one,
July 2nd.
Yes, because that ends when summer school will end. Yes.
Okay. But the other locations will continue on through mid-August.
Yep, August 14th. Okay. Yes. So we say bags to go because, yep, you can swing by any location, grab a bag, hop in your car, and go. Nice. And a lot of families do. We see Thursdays, they might stop and grab a lunch and head to lunch by the river or anywhere else where you're traveling in town. It's easy to just pick up and go.
And again, these aren't just for Wisconsin Rapids District students. These are for any kids that happen to be in the area.
Yes. Yep.
And federally funded. Yes. I just cannot say that enough times. Well, another thing that you do through the district is the Food Service Angel Fund Program. Let's talk about that a little bit.
Yes. So last November, we saw a large negative balance with our food service accounts. So during the school year, like I mentioned, families have to qualify for free or reduced. And families that don't qualify will pay the full meal price, which in our district is less than $2 for breakfast and around $3 for lunch.
That's a pretty affordable meal.
It is affordable, and it still adds up for families with many kids and things like that. So families with negative balances, it sits there until it's paid. Mm-hmm. And so we have an Angel Fund account where community members can donate money to help families in need pay off negative lunch balances. And this year we had about $25,000 in negative debt for the whole school year.
Wow.
And we received $28,000 in donations.
Oh my goodness.
So our community came together, rallied, and said, let's get this taken care of. And it was the first year that I had ever seen a school year end with no negative balances.
Wow.
It's just incredible.
That is so impressive.
Every student, when they come back in August, has a clean slate. Mm. Whereas before, they were maybe coming back to a $300, $400 bill.
Right.
And who wants that at back to school time? So it was taken care of this year by our incredible community, and we couldn't be more thankful. But looking into next year, we're going to see this need arise again. Mm-hmm. We did have to raise meal prices by a quarter. So lunch prices are up. We're still seeing the same need for families that struggle to meet that. So I just want to put a thing out to the community that think of us when it comes time for giving next year. We have the Angel Fund, and that money goes directly to helping families pay off lunch balances.
And again, feeding children.
Yes. Yes. So important. And we feed every child.
Yeah.
So even if they have a negative balance, we feed them a breakfast and lunch.
Right.
They're not allowed to get any extra items, the chips or the bottled water. But every student will get a breakfast and lunch regardless of what their account status says.
Mm-hmm.
That's important to us. Yeah. We don't discriminate. We don't pull them aside. We don't out them in any way. Every student comes through our line. They are just a student that's hungry and need of a meal to us. We feed them. And we deal with the logistics in the office later. But the community really proved that they cared about feeding kids, and they kind of, it shows value in what we do.
Absolutely.
We can just continue to do our job, and they have our backs.
Nice.
So it's just incredible.
Wow. That is impressive. Mm-hmm. And again, kids need food.
Yes.
They need food to grow and to learn and to play and to interact with the world around them.
Yes. Yeah, there is a push in Wisconsin, healthy school meals for all. They keep trying to get it through. Some states have passed it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's that idea that every kid deserves to eat a breakfast and a lunch, regardless of what's going on at home or what the parents make, whether their income is high or low. Every student just deserves to eat for that reason. We pay for their books and their busing. Let's pay for their food.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure Minnesota passed that.
They did, yes.
So come on, Wisconsin. We can't let Minnesota get one up on us.
Yes. Right? And Michigan, too, has passed it as well.
Oh, dear. So now we're going to be surrounded by all.
Yes.
Well, aside of how can people donate to the Angel Fund?
Yes. Yeah, so we're working on a link where they can just go online and pay that way. But currently, it is a cash or check to the food service office at the district.
So they can either stop by the district office or maybe even Lincoln High School?
Yes. Yep, you could stop by any of the schools and donate and just say you want to designate it for Food Service Angel Fund, central office.
And let's run through the list again of where they can get the summer lunches.
Yes, free summer lunches available at Mead Splash Pad, the Aquatic Center, the Zoo, and Washington Elementary School, and then at Woodside through next week.
Okay. And the ones at the first four that you listed, that's 11 to 12:30?
11 to 12:30, yes, through August 14th. We will be there, smiling faces, bags of lunches, hoping to feed as many kids as possible.
And those bagged lunches include a breakfast for the next day, correct?
Breakfast for the next day, yeah. Or if you're super hungry, a snack for later.
Because we just want you fed.
Yes, and it's so encouraging, again, to see kids ride up on bikes, grandparents out with kids, parents out with kids. I bring my own kids, and we sit at the park, and I look around, and I see people eating together. And there's just so much value in that, bringing people out into the community, bonding over meals. You couldn't ask for more.
And there are very many community opportunities that we have that you don't always think of. The zoo is a great one.
Yes.
The splash pad at Mead is another one. Our aquatic center.
Yes. I said to a fellow mom yesterday at the park, Wisconsin Rapids has so many opportunities and great playgrounds and great parks and things going on. Just get out, get involved, and grab a lunch
while you're out and about.
Yes, indeed.
Well, I'm Melissa Kay, speaking with Melanie Hanneman, Director of Food Services with the Wisconsin Rapids Public School District. Thank you for talking with me today, Melanie.
Thanks for having me.
And thank you to listeners joining us for news in our community on Perspective, 1320 AM, 97.5 FM, WFHR.